I received a video this past week. Mr. Rhett was before in the FCA this past week, and he read a little scripture. You stand right up here so everybody can see how pretty you are, so they don't look at me, okay? And he's going to read our scripture for us this morning, and also anything else he wants to say. So right ahead, Mr. Rhett. All the time. God is good. Great job, Ms. Tourette. Let's all have a word of prayer together, okay? Dear Lord, we thank you so much for Rhett and his family. Dear Lord, we thank you for his desire to be more like you every day and to bless others. Bless him, dear Lord, in his stance in serving you. Bless all that's here. In your sweet name we pray. Amen. Let's give Rhett a big round of applause. And you may be seated. After I saw that video this past week, I thought it'd be pretty neat just to do a sermon about what Mr. Rhett was sharing there this morning. So we want to talk about those who love Him. Those who love Him. The Lord has promised to those who love Him. When I say the word Christian, what does that sort of look like in your mind? Well, the first thing for a lot of folks, it comes to their mind and they say, well, a Christian needs to be saved. Amen? Well, let's do that again. A Christian needs to be saved. Amen? Amen? Amen. A Christian not only needs to be saved, but they also need to be baptized. Amen? Amen? Big step. Also, a Christian also needs to have what? A home church. A church that they are part of. A church that they love. I believe in our Christian walk, all of those things are important. Amen? Amen. Being saved, being baptized, being a member of a church, all of those things are important. But the number one thing that all Christians should have in their heart and in their life is the love of God, right? Amen. To have the love of God. As Brother Charles says, without love, what? We have nothing. Without love, we have nothing. And so often as Christians, we slip away from that, don't we? Instead of having the love that Christ wants us to have, we replace that love with the things that the world wants us to have, don't we? We replace that genuine spirit that God gives to us. We lose focus and lose the love of God. James says here, if we love Him, we will receive the crown of life. That should be all of our goal, right? To receive the crown of God. But the key there is that we have to love God and make sure that God is a part of our hearts and our lives each and every day. I believe that our churches today should be teaching about the love of God, shouldn't it? Our church's overwhelming theme should be about how much God loves us and how much God gives to us. But so often we drift away from that, don't we? So often we lose our focus on the love of God. I believe today that we need to be saved and saved by, for sure, by the love of God, don't we? And knowing that is what everything that we have in our life is based upon. First of all, some things that causes us to lose focus on the love of God. We need to serve a God of love, not what? Not hate. Over in 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 7, it says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is what? God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we may live through Him. Today, We have so much of that big word hate in the world today, don't we? But can you imagine what the world would look at like if we lived our life by this scripture I just read to you? To have the love of God in it and allow God to be our starting point in every place and thing that we do. We see so much hatred and hear so much hatred. Have you sort of noticed we've heard and seen so much hatred, it just sort of becomes commonplace, doesn't it? We get used to it. We're expecting it. And when it doesn't happen, we're like, wow, what? No, we don't want, that feeling is, do we? Because we've been so driven and our minds have been set on hatred and all of these things out in the world. Seemingly people do not care what they say about each other, do they? They do not care how they treat others. The love of God is what we need to have, and that word hatred needs to be replaced with more love. There's been a lot of discussion this past week, or the last couple weeks. What should be allowed on TV? What should we be able to hear? What should people be able to see? Now, I want you all to really listen to me real closely to this, okay? I've found this out this past week. I want you to think about your remote control that you have at your house, okay? All of us have got one. I have a problem, and Sheila can tell you some of the highlights of her week is when I lose my remote control. Any of the rest of you ever do that? I think there's somebody, honestly, I don't know if they come to your house, but I honestly believe there's somebody that comes to our house just to hide my remote control. And I also believe my couch eats my remote control. Any of the rest of your house do that? But on every remote control, you know what there is? It's going to be hard for some people to realize. There's a red button on most remote controls. And you know what that red button on your remote control does? Turns it off. Turns it off. People say, well, they shouldn't be saying that. They shouldn't be acting that way. Well, you don't know it if you don't see it. Amen? You don't know it. I've had people throughout the years go, I wish my kids wouldn't play that game. It's all about hatred. It's all about pain. It's all about all of those type of things. I wish they wouldn't see all of those things. Well, you know one thing I've realized? Your TV and everything else in your house has got a power cord, doesn't it? You can go over and do what? Unplug it. But so often we say, oh, I can't do that. I've got to watch it. I've got to see what he's going to say or she's going to say. I've got to see what's going on. I've got to see all of those. I figured out in my life there's certain things that I just don't need to watch. You know why? Because I try to keep my blood pressure down. The rest of you like that? We go walking every morning, and it's so funny, all you dog lovers out there. We think our dogs love TV, don't we? Over at our house, they got to have their TV on when we leave. Well, Sheila can tell you, and she laughs about me on this. There are certain shows that come on TV in the mornings I won't let my dog watch. Because I'm afraid when I come back home, she's going to be agitated, going to have all, yeah, barking at me, and so running around, and all scared of those type of things. What we do so often is we allow hatred to overtake us, don't we? We see it so much. We hear it so much. We allow it so much in our life, it just becomes commonplace. I get to a point in my life where I say, well, it can't get any worse. Then I wake up the next day, and guess what? It's a little worse. A little worse, a little worse. A little worse. It seems like people are coming up, inventing new ways of hurting each other, aren't they? And to have the hatred that's out in the world. We serve a God that says, we need more love in our lives. We need more love in our society. I was telling you my glory sighting from this past week. I didn't want to say too much. Didn't Rhett do a great job on the scripture this morning? But when Megan sent me that video this past week, you know, there's a lot of things going through my mind, a lot of things happening. But, you know, for a moment I was able just to look at Rhett and see what love is all about. Also, Letty, who's not here today, her mama, Ashton, sent me a video, and she does this every morning on the way to church, on the way to school, every morning on the way to school. She sings some gospel song, and as lady is singing. She's just smiling from ear to ear. And I'm sure Ashton, they're all just so happy to hear. Did she get every word right? No. Does she know all the words? No. But let me tell you what. She's there. She's smiling. And she has that. Isn't it amazing to understand the innocence of a child where they don't know about all these bad things, where they don't see all these bad things? And you say, well, Brother Paul, how does that happen? How do we lose that? How do we go from a child that's willing to share Scripture and a child that's willing to sing about God, a child that's willing to pray here at church? How do we lose that? Well, it's because the old world creeps in, isn't it? And the hatred of this world descends down up on us. Today, we need more of God's love. We need to let that hatred not to be a part of our vocabulary every day. And we say to ourselves that we are going to love, first of all, ourselves. And then we're also going to love the ones around about us. Also, we need to share the love of God to others, don't we? How many people do you know today needs God and God's love in their life? There's a bunch, isn't it? We got a great crowd here this morning. But if we could just drive around the church for just a little while, we'd be packed, wouldn't we? We'd have to go ahead and build another parking lot. We'd have to do all kinds of things because there's a whole lot of people out in the world today that still needs a whole lot more God, don't they? And they need to experience the love of God. We can all agree there's a whole lot of words that are shared in this world today, aren't they? There's a whole lot of talking that's going on. Do you ever get to a point in your life where you just want to be quiet? You ever get there? You've heard so many, many, many things. Because it's hard to get away from it, isn't it? You got your TV, you got your radio, you got all those different types of things. When I was growing up, you had AM radio, barely. You couldn't hardly hear anything. But now, no matter where you are, you can take your music with you, you can take your noise with you, you can watch games wherever you are, you can watch them on your phone, you can watch all types of things. And we hear all of those things. And one of the things that we do is we get so many things in that we push God so far out, don't we? We lose our understanding of God's love in our hearts and our life. And there are so many people living like that today that do not have the love of God in their heart. As most of these words we hear have nothing to do with the love of God. They have something to do with the love of themselves, the love of the world, the love of hatred in our world. How can we change that? We all know, now probably none of you, we all know people like to gossip, don't they? We all know that people like to talk about each other. We all know that people like to hurt a little bit about each other. Or it scares me to death when somebody comes up to me and says these words. Are you ready? Have you heard? That's when the first thing you need to do, like my daddy used to do. Daddy had hearing aids. And when he didn't want to hear what mom was talking about, you know what dad would do? He turned them off. Only problem was his dad squeaked when he did that. So we all knew what he did. But wouldn't it be great when somebody comes up to you and goes, have you heard? Or I was just wondering. Those are scary words too. Can you imagine if we could replace those words and say to ourselves, instead of wanting to talk about each other and have gossip out in the world, wouldn't it be great if we could just talk about the love of God? Wouldn't that be great? To tell that to somebody. Because I tell you what, they get enough hatred, don't they? They get enough of the world's views on different things. Wouldn't it be great if we could just go up to somebody and start talking to them about how good God is to us and how much God loves us and how much God wants goodness for us? Because God gives us opportunities, doesn't He? All the time. God gives you opportunities to talk to others about God. Beth was sharing about a couple instances this past week where God gave her the chance to witness and to talk. There's a lot of people today that truly needs to hear about God. There's a lot of people today that needs to hear about the love of God. Well, preacher, what do I say? I know there's people out there that knows and needs to hear about God. What do I say? Well, all of us as Christians know something. If we're a child of God, then we have been what? Saved by what? By the love of Christ. And He made that change in our heart, in our life. Our testimony doesn't have to be some big novel that's written, that's got every grammar right and every spell check is just right. Your true testimony comes from your hearts. Your true testimony. And that should be about the love of God. So there's a whole lot of people out in the world today that needs to hear what? Your testimony. And they need to hear about how much God loves you and how much God has done for you. Also, today, we need to be thanking God and remembering that we serve the risen Savior. Aren't you glad of that? Well, Christians, we need to get a smile on our face on that one, don't we? We serve the risen Savior. Over in Luke 4:8 it says, Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve Him only." Worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. As Christians, the love of Christ should be written all over our face, shouldn't it? People should be able to look at you and say, you know what? They've got something extra special in their life. Because why? They have the love of God inside of their heart and in their life. As Christians, you may say, well, Brother Paul, what do I have to smile about? Well, I know what I have to smile about. One of these days, I'm not going to be here any longer. Amen? One of these days, I'm going to have heaven as my home. One of these days, I'm going to be able to spend 10,000 years or more with Jesus. I'm going to be able to experience what that's all about. I've been preaching a long time. Since 1987. Get your calculators out. I have to do that every once in a while. When you get back in the 1900s, you got to get that all squared away, don't you? Know exactly where you are. But you know where I've seen some of the most unhappiest people in my life? Throughout my time of preaching? You know where it is? Right where they should be the happiest. But some of the most unhappiest people I've ever seen in my life sit at a church on Sunday morning and say, "Preacher, I'm here. If you can keep me awake, great. If you're able to hear me, great. But preacher, I'm just here. I'm just wanting to find out something, see what's going on." As Christians, that love of Christ should be written all over our face. I don't know about you. I wouldn't want to go anywhere if people looked all down and out, would you? I wouldn't want to go to church with them like that. I'd want to be going to a place that I want to be uplifted, not deflated, right? Uplifted in the eyes of Christ. And feel that love of God, because we know today, as Christians, something that should make you happy is we serve the risen Savior. And what? He's in the world today. He's all around about us. No matter where we are, where we're going, or what's going on in our life, He is there with us. Question this morning. Do any of you ever feel overwhelmed? Well, I don't know, preacher. I can't say that at church. I'm too tough for that. I'm always under control. I've always got it under. If we're all honest, we're all have been overwhelmed, aren't we? And how does that feeling catch you? Sometimes you feel the overwhelming coming on, but there's other times you're just overwhelmed, what? Just like that, aren't you? It's just there. What do you do? You might say, "Preacher, when all these things in the world are thrown down upon me, and it's so heavy, I can't bear it, nobody's listening to me," as Naomi was saying, "nobody's being my advocate, nobody's taking up for me, I'm all by myself, I'm trying to handle all these things by myself, and I just feel so overwhelmed. I don't know what to do." Well, as Christians, guess what? You serve the risen Savior, don't you? He's where? in the world today. Which means when you are overwhelmed, praise be to God. Now, I looked at every one of y'all this morning. Some of our kids that are here this morning, they've not been overwhelmed. They will be someday, won't they? But I'll look at each and every one of you this morning, and I know in some time in your life, you felt that little overwhelming sense come into your life. But I serve the risen Savior that's never been overwhelmed. You realize that? Never overwhelmed. And He knows the answers that I need to have in my life. I serve the risen Savior, and He is in the world today. How much better would it be for all churches? I've heard people say, "Preacher, what's going on with all these churches? Why are their membership going down? Why does nobody ever go to church no more? Why does people just want to stay home and watch it on TV? Why don't they want to go to church anymore?" Well, I think what's happened in society today and churches as a whole, we have forgot about the risen Savior, haven't we? We have forgot about the love of God. Also today, we need to realize someday, in heaven, we will all experience that place and that peace of love. I said it this morning in Sunday school. I guess it's okay to say it again. About half of you was there. That's a good turnout this morning in Sunday school. But I said this morning, and I believe it's true, that if you have something that you cannot get along with somebody in your church, that you can't say there's somebody here this morning that you don't love, then the place you need to be is right down here on this altar or at your seat asking for God's forgiveness and understanding of what that is. Because guess what? If you're a Christian like I am and people around about you are Christians, we're all going to be together. We're in heaven. Why can't we experience it a little bit here, right? Why can't we just say, "I want to go to heaven, but I also want to have a little right here with me. And I want to know as I look forward to that love of God and experience that love of God, I want that in my heart and I want that in my life." Today, truly and honestly, we need to replace hate with love. Where's your love-o-meter today? Are you full to the brim? I don't do this anymore because I don't think you're supposed to. But I remember on these new cars, you can't get too much gas in them. They just go all over the place. But I remember when I was driving when I was young, and my mama would give me some money to get my car filled up. And I'd go down to the gas station, and it'd fill up, and it'd click off. Well, mama was paying for it. So you know what I did? I'd tap it off just a little bit more. And I'd sit there a little bit, let it settle. Then I'd tap it off just a little bit more. I think sometimes as Christians, we need to be overfilled, don't we? With the love of God and say to ourselves, "I not only want to love God, but I want to be tapped off," right? I want to be full to the brim of God because I hope that my cup is so full that it runs over and has somebody else to experience the love of God. So today, look deep down inside of your heart. Of course, all of you know, every Sunday that we're here, every day, no matter if we're here or for whatever day it is, I believe that God's in the saving business. Amen? So this morning, if you need to be saved, guess what? It's wide open. You have the opportunity to be able to do that. But look deep this morning. What hate in your life needs to be replaced with the love of God? What needs to change to have that love of God? One of the things that I think we all can agree, hate doesn't get you anywhere, does it? Get you feeling down, get you feeling out. Don't make a smile on your face. It makes you be in big trouble. But what does love do? Love changes everything. Love changes everything. So today, as you heard Rhett so graciously read for us this morning, without the love of God, we have nothing. So this morning, experience that love of God. Listen to Him this morning as we have our closing song, Joan of Arc.